You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Hi, Carmen. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey.
What do you got going on today? Anything fun?
Nothing fun. Just relaxing.
Just relaxing, huh? You have nothing to do today?
Probably laundry, but that's it.
Awesome. Do you use those little scent pellets?
No, I don't.
Game changer, Carmen.
I don't like the stuff that puts on the clothes.
I know. We don't put them on everything. We just do the sheets and the towels now.
The towels.
I'll tell you what's the
towels,
game.
Yeah.
The towels. You know what else I found is start your washing machine with your when you're doing towels.
Okay.
Start it. Let it go for just long enough to get water in there. Okay?
Okay.
Then stop it, pause it, open it back up, and put about a half cup of vinegar in. Start it back up, and then when you're done and you dry your towels, they will smell
like
so
pickles.
Much better. No, it doesn't smell like
vinegar. Yeah, vinegar's a deodorizer, yeah.
Vinegar is one of those miracle substances, right? For cleaning and everything else. So start it, let the towels get a little wet, then throw in a half cup of vinegar, and Carmen, it'll rock your world.
I'll have to try it.
That means she never will.
Not a chance.
We've learned to read the tone of our listeners.
Pro tip, Carmen. You don't even have to open it. There's a bleach dispenser on your washer. Yeah. Put the vinegar in there.
There is, but I'm telling you, it's different. Because I've used the dispenser before.
How stinky are your towels?
Well, after so many, after a year or two, towels start to develop. They're not as fresh as they used to be.
True.
I say you could use the dispenser. I wouldn't. I would open it up and just whoosh, directly inject it, and man, oh man, it makes a difference.
Boom.
All right.
Not a chance.
Carmen's never going to do it. That's fine. Some people will. Carmen, you ready to play this game with your boys?
Let's try it.
Okay.
Okay, let's try. What we're going to do, for those of you who are new to the show, is we're going to give Carmen a category. She will have 10 seconds to try to rattle off 5 examples. Your category involves the letter M as in magic. M as in Mix 100.
Hello.
Yeah.
I don't know what to think of Carmen.
She's ready to get to that laundry. Let's do this.
Are you kidding? I think she's ready to go lie on the couch.
You're not going to do any laundry today, are you?
She's not working today.
No.
Yeah, see?
And you can just put it all in at once. You don't need to do any sort of separating.
You don't have to separate it anymore.
Don't fall for that gimmick either.
Cold, warm, colors, whites, doesn't matter.
All in one.
Yeah. All cold water.
Cold water and wash away.
Yeah.
Go crazy. 10 seconds. Your letter is M. We want 5 animals that start with the letter M. 5 animals that begin with M. Carmen, ready and go!
Monkey. Mammoth.
No help. You're getting help.
Manatee. Monster.
Yeah, you're getting help, too.
No cheating, Carmen. You can't have people help you. Come on.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's not cool.
Cheaters never prosper, Carmen.
No.
Now I hope your towels stink today.
Listen, open up, let the towels get wet, then open it up and throw cat turds in there.
Please do.
Have a great day, Carmen.
See you later.
Thanks. Bye.
Okay, bye.
Mm-hmm.
No cheating.
That's
Come
not
on,
cool.
People.
Connie, don't cheat.
God.
Good morning. I have no one to cheat with. There's no one around.
Okay, good.
You don't even have like another voice in your head, like an imaginary friend or anything?
Oh, well, I feel like I can use that.
Yeah, we're okay with that one.
You know, maybe we're at the point in this society where people will stop thinking that people who have imaginary friends are crazy, and we'll just realize that sometimes you just need some company. Right, Connie?
Right. Sometimes people are lonely.
Although, I got to tell you something that I'm a little sick of. Can we talk here for a minute?
Sure.
There is this device in a lot of TV shows now where a character dies, and the writers continually bring back the dead person who's talking to one of the other characters. Do you know what I mean? It's like,
yeah,
they carry on a conversation with that person. And the first time that was ever done, like 100 years ago, it was interesting. But yeah. Now so many shows
they're doing
do
that
it,
in
like,
that shrinking show I'm watching. The main character, his wife died, so he'll be in a situation, then all of a sudden he goes blank, and they flash back, and it's him and his wife at that same location, and then boom, they're back.
Well, I guess a flashback is different from what I'm talking about. I'm talking about, well, they will turn, and the dead person is standing, and they have a conversation with him. Like, I'm really, really into the show now. It's been out for a few years. Michael Douglas, the Kaminsky Method. It's a really funny show. Very funny show. But one of the characters, his wife died, and so he'll turn around and he'll just start talking
to her.
There
she is.
She's there like as a ghost talking to him. I'm like, come on.
You're sick of the ghosts.
I'm really.
That's weird.
That's been done enough. Mm. What show are you binging right now, Connie?
I just finished last night a show on Netflix called Crash Landing on You.
What's it about?
Have you seen it?
No,
but I'm intrigued.
Well, it's so good, you guys. It was actually my second time watching it. It's a Korean drama, so you have to read subtitles from South Korea, but it's just fantastic.
Oh, I don't mind that. I put subtitles on for everything, so I don't care. That's great.
It's a rom-com.
Okay, good.
Why did you watch it a second time when there's so much stuff? I can't even keep up with everything now.
Seriously.
Because it was so good, like the best show I've ever watched. And my husband didn't watch it with me the first time, and I was like, okay, we're watching.
Well,
it's got like multiple 9 out of 10s. 97% of people like this TV show on Google users.
Crash Land on You or Crash Landing on You?
Landing on You. Is there only one season?
Yeah, it's just 16 episodes.
So you can zip through it. Okay.
Thank you for the tip.
Yeah.
All right.
Hear how you like it.
Okay, I'll check it out. But I got to get through Kaminsky Method and Succession and Ted Lasso.
Maisel's coming back, and I'm behind on The Mandalorian. So check in with us in August.
Okay.
Oh, Connie, what do you do for a living?
I don't really know. I used to be a stay-at-home mom, right? But then now my youngest just went to kindergarten this year.
So you're looking to get back into the workforce.
I'm trying to figure out what I should do with my life.
Any ideas? Yeah, what do you want to do?
What would you like? If you could have anything, what would you do?
I mean, I like the medical field, so I wanted to do something with that. But I also want the summers off when my kiddos are not in school, so I just...
So maybe get into teaching?
I don't know what to do. I could do substitute teaching. I've heard that's great.
Okay.
I just don't know.
Do you have a hobby or like an interest that you absolutely love and you can start monetizing on that?
Nope.
All right.
Okay. Well, fair enough.
Well, good luck.
Thank you. I need luck.
You'll find something. You'll stumble across something. It piques your interest.
I hope so.
Gives you
some. It's finding that thing that's going to give you all the time off that you want. I was telling Jeremy that I was listening in on somebody was at a Panera Bread, and they're at the table next to me, and they were interviewing. The Panera manager came out and sat there, and so they're right at the table next to me. I hear the whole conversation, and the guy's like, yeah, so here's what I need. I need to work just Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays from noon to 4. Those are the only times I can work.
Yeah.
And the manager was like, well, okay, thanks for coming in.
Oh, man, that sounds dreamy.
I mean, some people have high demands these days, and they can get what they want because...
Was it a student, though? Like, I get that if it's a student and they have classes to work around and extracurricular activities and they're trying to squeeze in a job.
Saturdays, Sundays. I mean, is this like
Monday, when all the sports goes down.
During these hours, and then they cross their arms like, okay, go ahead, hire me now.
Yeah, but kids are busy on the weekends.
Well, yeah.
Whatever. Some kids.
I think they can get what they want, though.
I wondered if the manager heard me go, huh.
Well, sounds like he was right there with you.
Well, it was a she, and I'll tell you what her words were at the end is she said, maybe we'll call you. That's what she said.
So that's not going to happen.
So that's not him.
Yeah.
Connie, you're absolutely adorable. You ready to play Rattle Off?
Yeah, let's play.
Okay. Again, a note to everyone who's on hold. Don't hang up, even if Connie gets it. We want to talk to everybody. This one's too easy. But it's just the one that's coming up next. So you get an easy one, Connie.
Okay, great.
Yeah, great. 10 seconds. Five things associated with Easter. Five things we associate with Easter. Ready? And go!
A big Easter dinner, Easter grass, Easter basket, Easter egg hunt, the Easter bunny, coloring Easter eggs.
Yeah, not one mention of Jesus. Not one mention of the man.
Oh my gosh. I'm a religious person.
Not one mention of your Lord and Savior.
You know, Connie, he is risen.
But you worked in Easter grass, didn't you?
I did.
That's funny. You know, you're a winner! Well, you're a winner now. When you die, you're going to hell. But,
yep.
You know, you're a winner right
hey,
now.
Stop. No. I go to church every week. Come on.
I'm just kidding.
Yeah, we're just goofing, Connie.
Come on. We're just having fun.
Oh,
Connie,
so
you are absolutely charming. Well, we're excited to talk to you. If you'll hold on, Josh will tell you about your prize, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Thanks, Connie. Okay, see you later. Bounce on out of here, you little rabbit.
What did I tell you about 9 o'clock? I said things get a little bit lax around here. We get kind of carefree. Dina, we tell our listeners they're going to hell. I mean,
oh,
you know what's going to happen.
Oh, boy.
So,
when was the last time you sinned, Dina?
Probably about 10 minutes ago.
Nice.
Yeah, what was it? Tell us so we
what'd
can vicariously sin through you.
She's like, so my neighbor was over. And
what'd you do?
Actually, you know, I'm just scrolling through emails and just trying to get through this morning. Hanging on, you gave Connie the easy.
It was kind of easy. Sometimes that's just the way it lands, though, you know? Mm-hmm. We didn't know. She could have seized up and not gotten any of them.
I'll tell you what, listening to the sound of your voice, I could send just listening
just
to your voice.
Settle
what?
Down. Settle down.
Well, her voice, she's got like a bedroom voice.
Are you at the office?
It.
Are you trying to be quiet?
Oh, I'm at the office. I'm just, that's
why
I'm low.
Is it a naughty office?
No, we're a really good office.
Is it? What do you do?
Yeah. I run a law firm. Well, kind of, you know, help run the law firm.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right, that sounds important.
Anybody in the office you've had naughty thoughts about them?
Dude, boy.
No. Actually, you know.
You're a liar, Dina. Come on.
Maybe one time, but then after a while, I'm like, nah.
Yeah, it wouldn't work out, right?
Exactly.
You kind of see their vibe, and you're like, eh.
I couldn't deal
with
that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Who are you having naughty thoughts about?
My husband.
No, besides
him.
I have a very handsome husband.
Do you?
Besides that.
Yeah, besides him. Everybody's thinking about him.
Right. Oh, no. You guys mentioned firefighters earlier. Those are always at the top
of the list. Yes. Our clickbait today was firefighters rescuing kittens. Can you stand it?
I mean, if they had no shirt on, that would be even better.
I always said I should have been a firefighter. That's one of my things.
But you wouldn't take your shirt off for anybody.
I probably would have if I was a firefighter, though. It's all ripped.
Yeah,
isn't the whole firefighter thing a little too...
for a calendar.
Yeah, isn't that kind of cliched now?
I'm kind of sick of that whole calendar
thing.
Yeah,
that shtick's not funny anymore, I don't think. But I know, it's fun. But we're obviously jealous.
We're obviously,
because I don't have a firefighter's body, but it's like, okay.
Where's the dad bod calendar? Or like, you know, sanitation workers calendar.
You guys would definitely have to incorporate the kittens and the puppies if you wanted.
With us?
There's no problem with that.
I would strategically place a Dalmatian, yes, right in front of me.
Exactly. You'd get away with that.
Yeah.
Call it 101 millimeters.
Oh, boy. Actually, that's pretty. No, it's not that long.
Yeah, look it up, Jer.
It's not that big. No.
Do the calculation.
Yeah, I don't want to. I just did. Where'd you meet your husband?
Actually, on Facebook.
Yeah?
Hmm. Yeah.
How'd that play
like
out?
Like, what did it? I mean, what was the thing that brought you together?
Well, I was in promotions for a while. We were friends of a friend, and I had commented on, like, an event, and then he kind of, like, messaged me and was like, hey, you know, and kind of just, it was really crazy.
Just kind of hit it off, huh? Small talk?
Hit it off, yeah.
Small talk into smooches.
Yeah, we knew, like, each other's friends and stuff, so we were, like, we were friends for sure at first, and then...
That's so much easier, yeah.
That's perfect.
Yep.
So you didn't have to worry about your friends accepting them, because they already had.
Yeah, it was kind of crazy. I was like, dang, you know them? I know them. Like, you know.
Oh, my God.
Nothing like saving time.
How long you guys been together now?
We've been together 10 years, 5-year anniversary this year.
That's so
today
sweet.
Today is my my bulldog puppy's birthday. He's 9, Chevy. Chevy Gunn's birthday today. Shout out to Chevy.
So. slobbery, messy dog.
Oh, he's so handsome.
They have to be hands down the messiest dogs on the planet, though. The snot and the drool. And I had an uncle that had like 3 or 4 bulldogs, and man, those dogs were
they're
just
loud
and messy.
I have to, I switch our couch covers like every single day. Wash them every day.
Oh, gross.
Dina, that's foul.
Give her the vinegar tip, Dom. And
I was listening. You know, I used the 9 detergent with vinegar and lemon in it.
Oh, it comes prepackaged, huh?
Yes, amazing. Game changer.
There are people who are writing in and backing me up about don't put vinegar in the bleach bleach dispenser. So it's and then Robert wrote in and says,
sure you can.
Robert said, does vinegar work for clothes? And it probably would, but I haven't tried. I've just done it with towels. For whatever reason, shirts and stuff like that don't get that weird
funk,
towel smell.
That musty,
Robert, just do it with your towels.
Detergent
you don't have to do
it
with
the best.
Well, it's because you're not rubbing your butt crack on your shirts most of the time, too.
How do you know?
He's got a deep tuck in his shirts, Dina, in the back.
Deep tuck. That's a movie, isn't it?
Deep tuck.
Dina, I think we got to move on now so we can talk to Mallory and Edward.
Well, have a good day, guys.
All right, Dina.
We really, really enjoyed talking with you. Happy happy anniversary to you and your hubby.
Thank you.
Bye.
Okay, bye-bye. Mallory, who are you having naughty thoughts about today?
Nobody.
What?
See, even from the laugh, you're like, you busted yourself. You're like, well, who's the last person you had a naughty thought about?
I mean, my husband.
No.
Besides your husband.
Come on.
That's
people.
Like the
play
default
along.
Answer, I think.
It is. There's got to be somebody else.
Somebody else. Anybody.
Jason Momoa.
Okay.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
It's like you're asking for our approval on that. Well, yes, that's fine.
Have you ever seen...
If it's not one of us, you can have Jason Momoa.
Yeah, very similar.
I'm asking if you're surprised. I mean, is that surprising?
Have you seen... No. Do a quick Google image search of Jason Momoa where they, like, take all of his facial hair off and give him short hair, and I think you'll rethink your decision.
Removing the facial hair, I've seen that.
It's not good.
Didn't they also do the thing where they did put him on, like, a regular body so that he wasn't all buff? He just was, like, on a...
Yeah, they took his muscles away.
Yeah,
like a 98-pound. Mm-hmm. Weakling kind of body thing or whatever.
Yeah.
Not as good.
But to be fair, if you took a model and took away her good body, it's not going to be the same.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. It's probably anybody. True. Yeah. Okay.
I was kind of fishing around trying to find a new celebrity crush. I went a good 2 years after I broke up with Kate Beckinsale, and I couldn't find one. And I finally landed on, I wish, literally, Blake Lively.
Yeah,
she's my new celebrity crush.
Fabulous.
She's got it all going on because it's not just that she's beautiful, but she's also funny as hell, great sense of humor, charming.
Just down to earth, yeah.
Yeah, and she was actually in the studio with me back when she was 17
That
or
was
18?
A long time ago. Now, she was even younger than that because we have a picture somewhere of all of us
traveling
together.
Traveling Pants was the movie. Hold
and
on,
she had to have been like 14 or something.
Oh, my God.
She wasn't that young.
Yeah, because all of us were like, because you were talking about her, and we were all like, dude.
No. So it came out in 2005. So that was 18 years ago.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, she didn't even talk to us on the show. She just stood in the back of the room and the other stars of the movie, because she was pretty much an unknown. All right, so it came out 18 years ago. She's 35, so I was right. She was 17.
Yeah.
She was standing there, and I was just like, man, that is a really... But, you know, she's 17, so I couldn't be a creeper. I was like, oh. But now,
he was when she left, though. He was
a creeper out loud.
Yeah, once they left, that's when we were like, dude. Geez.
Listen, there was a studio full of beautiful people at that time, both men and women. I mean, it was pretty intimidating for all of us because it was all beautiful people in the room. It's like, well, okay, and then there's us. Whatever. Where'd you meet your husband, Mallory?
I met him in school. We were in sixth grade.
No way.
Huh. Yeah, yeah.
Way back machine.
Well, did you go your separate ways and date other people at any point?
We did. So we dated in like sixth grade and then eighth grade, stayed friends all throughout high school. He moved to Chicago for a little bit after high school. I was married in a 10-year relationship. And then after I had a divorce and he moved back and we've been together now 12 years.
Oh, that's great.
Wow.
That's
so a good story. After you divorced, did you reach out to him or did he reach out to you?
I think a little bit of both.
A little bit.
Well,
no, it can't be a little bit of both.
When things were rocky, like we were separated. But then we tried to work things out and he'd reached out to me and I was like, sorry, no, we're trying to work things out.
Oh, no.
Yeah. And then when it completely fell apart, that's when I think it was just kind of a mutual thing. We were just talking and, you know.
He's like, hey, let's meet up.
Well, you know what?
Yeah,
I got to say, you didn't do anything wrong. That's all fine. But I got to say, for him, that's pretty cool that you reached out, you got him all excited, then you went back and said, sorry, no. When you came back again, I think that was pretty cool. He was like, all right, are you for real this time?
Yeah.
Turned me down the first time I reached out. So,
because you were still married, technically.
Well, that's so. And that was the thing. He was like, I don't know what's going on with your relationship, you know, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, exactly.
He's like, you might be a nightmare to live with.
Exactly.
you're not the Mallory from sixth grade.
This is a different Mallory than what I remember.
Yeah. You know? He's not chasing you around the playground anymore. Well, maybe he is. I don't know.
Well, I'm glad it all worked out. That's cute.
Fantastic.
That's cute.
Yeah.
Thanks.
You guys are adorable together.
Oh, yeah. 11 years of marriage. We're real cute.
Yeah.
You know, just going through the motions, huh?
Look, we have loved talking with you. So thank you for being a good sport. We hope you have a great day, Mallory, okay?
Yeah, you guys too. Thank you.
See you later.
Bye-bye. We have the greatest listeners of all time and dimension. Last one on our list is Edward. Edward, what are you up to today?
Hey, is this Dom?
Oh, boy.
Jeremy.
You both of us.
Dom and Jeremy actually left. This is Chad. What can I do for you, Edward?
Oh, I just wanted to call say hi. I called in 2022. I was talking to Jeremy about hoodies. And I kind of poo-pooed the hoodies, and he told me I couldn't call until 2023.
And you snuck back in.
Calling. Yeah.
You all right? Well, welcome back.
What will you want to talk about in 2024?
Well, got my dog, my German Shepherd. He likes to eat snow and eat.
Today's his day.
Huh?
What's your dog's name?
Buddy Bear Barker.
It's a long name.
Yeah, he likes to bark, and he's a bear, and he's a big German Shepherd. He's my bodyguard.
Those are good dogs, good-looking dogs.
Hmm. Yeah, he's a rescue. I got him when he was 7, so he's got some issues, but we're working
through
them.
Don't we all?
Yeah.
Look, Edward, we all have issues.
He's eating snow, for God's sakes. Give him some kibble.
Yeah. Well,
starving.
He's snow, and I bring him down to the park. He eats goose poop.
Well, all dogs eat goose poop. My dog eats goose poop, too.
Yeah.
It must be delicious. We must be missing out on something.
We might be the idiots.
Yeah, I mean, so gross, though, Eddie. What are you doing today, bud?
Somebody told me that it's high in protein, and so I don't know. It's just so gross.
It really is, because it's poop.
Yeah, it's feces, Edward.
Yeah, it makes
Edward.
The teeth turn green, too.
How would you know?
Do you work, Edward?
No, I'm retired.
Yeah, from what?
I'm a retired school teacher.
School teacher.
School teacher.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's nice.
That's good. Huh.
Yeah.
Stay in touch with any of your former students?
One or two, yes.
That's nice.
Good. That's I like good. That.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
What did you teach?
I taught elementary school, second, third, fourth grade. I was an assistant principal. A little bit of everything.
You've done it all, man. You've done it all.
Did you ever work your way up to full bore principal or just assistant principal?
No.
Too much.
No. It was, no, just a assistant principal. That was enough for me.
Yeah, I don't blame you.
Well, do you have any questions or anything for us?
I can't believe you guys get paid for all the fun you have on the radio, just talking to everybody and getting paid.
Can you stand it?
Joking.
What a racket, right?
I know. You insult people. You make fun of people. You have so much fun, then you get paid for it. You guys
it's
are
unbelievable. It's unbelievable.
You know, deep down inside, Ed, we're not really insulting people. We're kidding around. We like to say we kid because we love. So, you know.
Yeah. I get a big kick out of listening to you guys, though.
Do you?
Well, I appreciate good. That. That's somebody very nice. I'm glad you waited a whole year to give us a call back.
Yeah.
Well, that I called in maybe January or February. I can't remember. Yeah. But I don't think Josh, I don't know. He just
he didn't put your call through, did he? He's the he's the gatekeeper.
He's master pushing those buttons, and
awesome.
I don't know.
Well, he's the gatekeeper, Edward. You know, he protects our show.
Yeah,
yeah, I like him.
Sometimes he gets a bad vibe off somebody. You know, gets a bad feeling, and that's what he's there for. So you were putting out a vibe.
Well, listen, we've got to run, Edward. We want to thank you for calling us once a year. Will you call us again next year?
Yeah, I'll call you next April 2024. You guys take it easy, all right?
You
all
too,
right,
my friend.
Thank you.
Thanks for all you do. Bye now.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, Edward.
What a good guy.